So many questions raised by that young woman and the many other people we interviewed during our time in Iran. We're going to talk through some of them now with Ali Vyas, who is director of the Iran Project at the International Crisis Group. He has been listening along with us. I want to welcome you, and I want you to start with that point she made, that the dissent does not go away. As you know, many Iranians, both inside and outside Iran, wanted these protests to be different from ones that have come before, wanted them to become more than protests, to be a revolution. Have they? Are they?
You know, my view is that what happened in Iran was a revolution in the mindset of the Iranian people, not a revolution on the streets. The numbers did not reach critical mass. We're talking about tens of thousands of people on the streets, not hundreds of thousands and not millions. But again, as I said, it wasn't not a revolution on the streets, but it was a revolution on and the mindset of the Iranian people, because I think now there is critical mass within the society in understanding that this is a regime that is not open to reforms, that it is not able to meet the underlying grievances that gave rise to these protests. This is going to turn into almost a continuous cycle of protest. And there might be ebbs and flows, but it's not going to go away. And eventually the stalemate will have to be broken in the interest of the Iranian people because of the simple fact that it's now the majority of the people who want fundamental change.
What role, if any, should the U.S. play here? Because we interviewed some people who said, why isn't the U.S. doing more to help my country, to help democracy? We talked to plenty of other people who were very skeptical about American motives. They point back to 1953 and the U.S. helping to overthrow a democratically elected government in Iran. What, in your view, should the U.S. do?
Look, I think we have to accept the inconvenient truth that its record of regime change, especially in that part of the world, is nothing but abject failure.
The words Afghanistan and Iraq spring to mind. Go on.
Absolutely. But also other cases, Libya, Syria, there's a long list of U.S. failures. The critical point here is that while the U.S. has an impact in terms of what kind of policy it opts, but it's not the determining factor here. The determining factor is really what the Iranian people do, because in 1979, the U.S. did not want regime change in Iran, and yet it happened. In 2011, the U.S. did not want regime change in Tunisia or in Egypt, and yet those regimes were toppled.
Let me end by circling back to where we began, and that carpet seller in Isfahan and his belief that Mahsa Amini and her death have changed Iran. To the best of your ability, trying to track things from outside the country, is that true?
Absolutely. But I do believe that if it wasn't because of Mahsa Amini's tragic death, there would have been another trigger. There's just so much pent-up frustrations within the Iranian society. It was a ticking bomb, and it was just a question of time before it would go off. In many ways, when I look at Iran right now, I feel it is where the Soviet Union was in the early 1980s. Not late 1980s, early 1980s in the sense that it's a regime that is ideologically bankrupt. It is at a political dead end. It is just simply unable to address its deep economic and social problems. But it still has a will to fight.
Ali Vyas, thank you.
Absolute pleasure.
He directs the Iran Project at the International Crisis Group.